Okay? It's our time to do the exercise together. So please open your book at page 44. Special difficulties. Supply the missing words in the following sentences. 用所给词的正确形式填空。一定要注意，在这里横线中缺少了一部分，我们应该填出什么表达内容呢？ Number one, now that he's grown up, he does whatever he please. Of course, 既然他已经长大成人，他做他喜欢做的事情。 Number two, whenever I telephone, the line's engaged. 无论什么时候我打电话，电话总是占线。 Whenever. Okay, number three, whoever told you that? 究竟是谁告诉你这件事情呢？They didn't know what he was talking about. 他甚至不知道自己在谈些什么。显然是做主语，所以指人 whoever. Now let's do the exercise in multiple choice questions. 我们共同完成多项选择题。Number one, Saint Bernard dogs are best known for. Be best known for means be famous for. Okay, 众所周知。We choose C, 当然选择 C. Being able to search people out who have been trapped in the snow. The dogs are sent out into snow to save the travelers who are in trouble. I think you remember the sentence. Okay, number two. What is the main advantage of the new tunnel?那么这个新的隧道它的好处是什么呢？最大的好处 The main advantage. We choose C. 显然应该选择选项 C. It provides a fast and safe communication across the Swiss-Italian border. 那么它提供了最快捷安全的通路。 Number 3. In what way does life at the St. Bernard Monastery differ in winter? In what way 在什么方面那么圣伯修道院的这个圣伯纳德修道院的生活在冬天有什么不同呢 The monks can pursue their occupation relatively undisturbed. 那么当然圣伯纳德修道院的修理们可以相对来讲比较清静的来追求他们的事业 occupation. Undisturbed, 不受打扰的。Why? Because there are a few people,who go to St. Bernard Monastery 因为在冬天呢到圣伯纳德修道院的人比较少那 key structure the highest mountain pass in Europe is of course we choose the dog 显然此题是考察名词做表语所以我们选择了 dog 2473 meters high 那么在原句当中运用介词 at 是介词短语做状语。那 number five, a few people who are to cross the path on foot. 我们的选项应该选择 A. 形容词或副词和 enough to do 搭配是一个固定句式结构。So a few people who are rash enough to cross the path on foot.那么 boy 选项错在了 so rash as to 那么应该在不定式 to 之前加出 as I want to give you another example 你好竟然帮了我 you are so kind as to help me and number six so many people about the dogs have to be kept in the enclosure那么在第六课我详细的给大家介绍了 with 的符合结构形式可以强调因为有这么多人在周围 with so many people about 那么第六课的课文当中我们提到了一辆大轿车呼啸着冲进了这个拱道前车灯亮着喇叭鸣叫着还记得吗 A large car with its headlight on and its horn blaring roll down the arcade 好那么不妨套用语句因为有这么多同学在周围 我很开心。With so many people around me, I feel happy. Okay, number 7. The monks slept outside their enclosure. 僧侣让这些狗呢在这个圈地的外面闲逛。让某人做某事 ,let somebody do. So, we two see. Number 8. Parties of skiers, the monastery in winter. 显然是一组一组的滑雪者在冬天呢到达 monastery。这是一个泛泛的概念，所以我们采用一般现在时 visit. OK, vocabulary. Number 9. A great St. Bernard Pass lies Switzerland and Italy. 那么显然它是强调在两国之间，所以我们用 between and. Number 10. The dogs are sent out into the snow. A traveler is in difficulty.我们在应用的时候，原文使用 whenever， 无论什么时候，可以替换 if ever。那么运用 when 和 if， 意义的差别并不大，都可以译作为无论什么时候，只要情况是如此。For example， whenever you pour oil on water， it floats.无论什么时候，只要你把油倒在水上，那么这个油就会漂浮在上面。Whenever you pour oil on water, it floats. 那么完全可以把这里的 whenever 换成 if ever。所以我们选择 A 选项。而 in case， 它所表达的概念主要是用来谈论预防措施。提前做某些事情以保证安全，或为以后出现的问题做准备。You should insure your house in case there is fire. You should insure your house in case there is a fire. 应当给房子上保险，以防发生火灾。Okay, now number 11. Thousands of people over the pass.那么开车通过关隘，所以我们当然选择的是第四个选项 drive. OK, number 12. They are allowed to outside their enclosure. 原文当中使用 wander, 闲逛，那么它的同义词 roam, 所以应该选择 C. A 选项 graze, 吃草 drift, 漂流，相当于 float.而 wonder， 注意我这里的发音啊 ，wonder 不是 wonder， 想知道，感到奇怪。OK， that's all for the exercise in lesson 8.